Okay, so let me just. Hello, 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 hi. Good day. I'm just excited to be here. I'm excited to be doing this. I'm here to do the review for Msu Anom's album Confidence. My name's Age Bika. I couldn't be in Benue, so I decided to do a video of this and like that. So this album for me is is brilliant. It's that album that you want to listen to over and over and over again. When I took the first listen from song one, it just took me down to song two, three, four, five. The sequence is just beautiful. The sequence just goes on flawlessly. And that's one very good thing about arranging an album too, because when you do singles, it's different. You're doing one song, like releasing one song, but there's a full album. So a full album is always beautiful when the next song after the next follows through and follows each other. And this does great like that. Now, this album is that album that has that wow effect. There's that wow effect to it. And for me, that's really beautiful. That's something that I'm looking for. When I'm listening to an album, I just want to be wowed. And those guitar riffs, you know. So if you're a rock album, if you're a rock music lover, this is that album for you. Now, if you're not even a rock music lover, this is still that album for you, because you're going to be sunk into a new experience. You're going to be sunk into an experience where it's not just, you know, that typical Nigerian 1, 2, 3, tukba, tukba, tukba beat and all of that kind of monotonous loop arrangement. No, this is the musicality of this album is beautiful. It's well structured, the standards well arranged, and basically, Msu just lifts the bar. The standards are lifted for this album. And I make bold to say, for me, this is like the best album in Nigeria right now. You just got to listen to it. It takes it to that standard where it's not a typical Nigerian album, but it's a global album. This is a world album. This is that album that is going to go out there and everybody's going to be like, wow. And I love that effect, that wow effect. So remember this part. This album has the wow effect. Stomping guitars, roaring guitars, speaking guitars, prophesying guitars. And when Msu sings, he just sings beautifully. He just sings. There's such sincerity in his singing. And that's very beautiful. And then also for gospel, it's really scriptural, because those songs, they're simple in titles. Because when you look at the titles, the love, lifted, no one, follow you, depend on your offering, bless the Lord, Adam, you know, don't worry. Those are simple titles, but the album is not simple, because there is that complexity about the arrangement, the production, the pristine nature, the panning of the guitars, because that's one thing that a lot of people sometimes don't do right. With guitars, you've got to pan it right. And this album, the pannings are so beautiful. They're so well done. Sometimes you hear the guitar here. Sometimes you hear it here. Sometimes you hear it there. Sometimes it's right in front of you. That's just a beautiful surround to it. And the mixing, I can't even believe that they did it in Makurdi. So kudos to you guys. You guys in Makurdi, you guys are doing great. And I believe that with this launch, we can take this album to where it truly deserves, because it's that album you want to hear in California, you want to hear in New York, you want to hear in Berlin, in Australia, you want to hear it everywhere. And this album has that go ye into the world effect. You know, it's just, we're just going to send it out there, boom, and it's going to take over everywhere. I truly believe that, so join in prayers for that. You know, so then when you take the songs song by song, the first song, The Love, you know, there's a way Msu just fuses the Tiv language into it. And I'm like, whoa, man, this is beautiful. Seamlessly, it just flows into it. Then Lifted just has this beautiful texture, sweet, pristine. You know, then the third song has those matching drums. You know, those matching drums, like an army of the Lord, like it's coming. Like an army. And I love matching stuff, so it's really... I'm not going to tell you my favorite song, because I don't want to influence your bias. I just want you to listen to it and just be expectant. You're going to be expectant, you know, and you won't be disappointed, because this is that album that won't disappoint. You know, then you look at when he does the Nigerianness on that Follow Me, you know, it's still not mediocre. It's just that beautiful, advanced nature of excellence. And that excellence, that spirit of excellence, just comes through and cuts through with Msu Anom's, the way he does his work. And this is great. And like I said, that wow effect. Don't forget that. If you remember my review, always remember that wow effect. Thank you. So then, that's song number seven, where it goes, Imela o kaka, oof. When he did that, then he now fuses into the teeth again, and then into Ubangiji and Oluwa, and he just weaves the languages together, and that's really beautiful. It just shows that diversity and that rich culture and the richness of what we have and the richness of what we can do as Nigerians. Now, like I said, when you listen to that, the album from song 1 to 10, it flows through seamlessly. Now, it goes so fast. When I listened to it first, if it went so fast, I had to play it again. I had to play it again. And then to do this review, I took so much notes. I have notes in my books, notes in my my laptop, on my phone, because I'm like, I've been baptized into an experience. As I'm talking to you now, there are goosebumps on my body. You know, I had to even pray to do this interview, to do it right when I was thinking it was coming out. Because, and that's the beautiful thing with anything that is born of the Spirit. If it's born of the Spirit, then it's going to overcome the world. And I believe this album is born of the Spirit, so it's going to overcome the world. So join in that journey to make it overcome the world. The bar is raised here. The standards are raised here. Music is going to experience a different level just because of this album. So that is really beautiful. And so I'm humbled even to be doing this review. By the way, I just lack words to express it. But I know that by the grace of God, we must take this album to where it truly deserves to be. And that is, it needs to be everywhere. Now, from song 1 down to song 10, which is the last song is titled Confidence. And the title of the album is Confidence. When you look at the cover, you know, you just see that confident Msuanum, you know, right there. And, you know, he's just looking that confident, you know, in that nature. Like, it's like that guy that has that confidence. You have the richest father in the whole universe, of course, and that's God. And that's really nice. And, of course, the cover also comes with the red and all that. The red, for me, when I saw the red, the first thing that came to mind, whoa, the blood of Jesus. And, you know, that blood that just does everything. So just have a wonderful time. Really, you're going to love this album. You're going to love it. And if you don't love it, let me know. But I know you're going to love it. And God bless you. Take care of yourselves. And like I said, this album has that what? Wow effect. God bless you. Thank you.